Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What do you think?
Very nice. I'm going to jam in a little bit.
All righty. Well, hello and welcome to Ask a Cheesehead. I'm your host, Brian Drago. In the show, we'll be answering questions from Twitter followers with my guest, Cheesehead_nerd. Before I get to my guest, I want to give a huge shout out to the Open Network for giving me the chance to express my opinions. Just want to tell you about a special giveaway. Once the Ohana Packers account, X account, hits 523 followers, they're giving away an 8x10 autographed Jair Alexander picture. Last time I was on here and interviewed with Cheesehead Nerd, I didn't give him a chance to tell us about himself. So now is you've got the floor.
I could introduce myself a bit. That's cool. My name is Aaron. I go by Cheesehead_nerd. That's basically my personality in a nutshell. Grew up a Packer fan. Been a Packer fan my whole life. Love cheese. Love the Packers. Love life here in Wisconsin. It's great.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I'm glad the audience got a chance to get to know you there. Yeah. First question is from Fun Football Pod. What made me become a Packers fan? I was born in 1982, so early mid-90s, watching Brett Favre, just the way he made the game look so fun. He's always out there running around, smiling, jumping around. Mm-hmm. Then just being in Wisconsin, that was during the fall, and it was always on TV, so it just grew on me. And here I am, you know, 30 years later. What about you, Aaron?
It's almost pretty much the same for me. I was born in 92, so as soon as I could, I was Brett Favre right away. Brett Favre, Reggie White, Leroy Butler, and then went from right there, 15 years of that, to right to Aaron Rodgers, and just more and more awesome football. And just, you know, growing up here in Wisconsin, it's like, I don't know, to me, it's like a tradition here.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the feel. I love the atmosphere. I love football.
Yeah. So. Now, have you been in the Valley your whole life?
I was born originally in Berlin.
Okay.
And so I lived around there. It's about like an hour south, southwest of here, right. from Appleton. So okay. I lived around there most of my life up until two years ago. After I got out of service, I found a place up here with had a buddy looking for a roommate up here, and I love it up here in Appleton, honestly.
Yeah. It's nice. I like Appleton too. There's a big variety of things to do.
There's so much to do up here. That and I live closer to Green Bay, so I can't complain.
Yeah, and pretty soon they'll be making 41 from Appleton to the Pier wider, right?
Yeah,
I haven't been that way in a few weeks, so I don't know. The last time I was down there, they had the orange state flower on the side of the construction cone.
Yeah. Oh, the Wisconsin flowers in full bloom right now.
Yeah, they're That's everywhere. Oh my goodness. Okay, next question is, I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. If you guys don't know, it's an NBA team. I guess they got the number one seed. How do you think the playoffs will turn out? Do you think the Thunder have a good chance, or are they too young? That's from Bucklemaniac One. Watching them play, if they can play their A game all game long, I mean, they're a young team. They have a big fight. They have, you know, four, five, six stars on their team that, you know, if they're all playing good, I don't think age is really an issue with basketball. I mean,
young and hungry, though, it could be an advantage. We'll see.
Only thing that I would say is I kind of wish to see them have like one or two seasoned vets to kind of control the locker room and keep them if it's their first time in the playoffs, kind of keeping their emotions under check and don't let the game get away from them.
Absolutely.
So thank you for the question. Next question is from Savage_6_Actual. What position group are you excited for? For me, it's the tight end and safety group. Wide receivers are pretty established and should be great moving forward. I want to see how the young tight end group matures and grows. For me, I want to see the cornerbacks, middle linebacker, and safety. Under the new defense, there's new faces, hopefully, and we got to get that middle plugged up for the run game.
Absolutely.
I think we got to get our corners on lockdown. We got to get leadership in the safety position with McKinney, and I think Jair will do a good job at corner when we draft Kool-Aid.
I'm pretty excited for the corners too. They got a good young hungry group. The Carrington Valentine and Corey Valentine really showed up big time last year, and I'd be excited to see them see who they bring up in the draft. And
I mean our offense is if we can perform better than we did last year, that's a plus for us. Only thing that was our weak link last year was the run game, like on defense. You know, so hopefully we can get that shored up. And like I said, getting a rotational front on the defensive line is huge to give, you know, the big guys a rest and let them come out at 100% versus getting worn down by halftime, the third quarter, they're just dead, you know?
Right. I'm also pretty excited for the running back group this year too, on our offense with the new addition. With Jacobs, we maintain Dylan. Looks like we're going to draft the running back. I hope we draft the running back, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of rotation we go with that.
Yeah, I just think we know who our one and two are going to be. We have Emmanuel Wilson. We'll probably fight maybe Dylan a little bit for the second running back, but that practice squad / third running back is going to be a good battle, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Preseason will be fun.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. This one is from – I forgot who it's from. I didn't write their names down. But anyways, thoughts on Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg as coaches. As coaches, they neither were above 500. Did that impact their legacies? Legacies, no. What they did on the field as a player shouldn't question – be compared to what they did as a coach, two different spectrums. I mean, as a coaching legacy, I mean, was there even really one? If I think of Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg, I think of the player.
Absolutely.
So, their game spoke for them, and that's my opinion.
And what won multiple titles together, won Super Bowls together.
Yeah, I mean, Starr is a five-time NFL championship, made the 1960s all-decade team. Forrest Gregg played 16 seasons. He had five championships with the Packers, and his last one was with the Cowboys. I mean, what offensive lineman has, 16 years? Back then, when the game was, not as many tic-tac fouls and, But good question. Another question I had was another NBA question. Out of nowhere, draft trade partner that nobody discussed yet. Top three names partnering with Wembanyama, whatever, from the Spurs. I don't think a trade will happen, but I do think they might, look into going the free agency route. I would see what top free agents I would go for if I were an NBA GM to partner with him. I'd go Klay Thompson, Malik Beasley, and Gordon Hayward. That's who I try to get. Good shooters, and once they get hot, they're hot.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Thoughts?
I haven't been following too much of free agency for basketball, to be honest. So I can't comment too much on that. But those are all three good names, honestly. Yeah.
Gordon Hayward, he was really, really good when he came in, but he had that gruesome injury. He blew up, what was it, his ankle, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was bad. And I think ever since then, he has not been the same. I don't know what got up with Klay Thompson. His shot has just been off. He used to be so electric and on fire. And I don't know. So, do you want to do the bold predictions or you want to do the draft?
I'm good either or, honestly.
Okay, let me pull up my mock draft here. So it's crazy. When I was doing this mock draft simulator, I did obviously the Packers. I didn't accept any trades. Like every round, I got a ton of trade. If I would have made the trades that came across my phone doing this mock draft, the Packers would have had like 30 draft picks. I mean, it's crazy. Like that for like one pick, like round two of this year and like four or five picks next year. And it's like, wow. But no. We got enough. Yeah.
We got enough. We're good.
depth is good, but when it gets to a certain point.
Can't have too much.
Right.
Cuts gotta be made.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately. First round, I ended up getting Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle for Oregon State. Obviously, we all know that they got that guy from Tennessee, Dillard, a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. They signed him. Mm-hmm. He was a former number one or former first round draft pick. I think he was pick number 22 for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Everyone was begging on him. Give him a chance. Give him a chance at a new spot, at a new job before you start throwing rocks at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He might come in and he might be the answer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know too. I recognized the name when I saw it. And then when I shared it on X, I posed the question. I'm like, do we like this? I don't know. And then I did my research and then like, okay, former first rounder, he had a high RAS score. So he's good athleticism for an offensive lineman. He's got some starts in him. It seems though like he has some issues. Like I saw the clip you posted where he completely missed blocks.
Yeah.
So he has some upside, but there's also you got to look at the tape and
it could be the coaching too.
It could be.
No, I mean, he did something to deserve to be a first-round draft pick.
Oh, absolutely.
The Eagles saw something when they drafted him. Uh-huh. It might not come out right away. It might take 3-4 years to, play out. But hopefully it's a good move for us and it works out.
Wow.
Pick 41. was it Chop Robinson from Penn State?
Nice, nice.
I think he's be good pressure. He'd be a good rotational player.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember we have Engabar, probably won't be back right away. And he was I thought he did really good for us last year.
Oh, yeah.
And it really sucked when he got hurt because he was at times, he was the one that was the one stepping up in the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pick 58, Peyton Wilson, linebacker from NC State.
Ooh, I love that. Love that. Yeah.
That's – there are certain defensive players that I look at and I see what conference they play in. So then you kind of get an idea, like there maybe they'll have a little bit more skill at the next level. And I always think like SEC. I know it's bad, but that's how I am. Like Cooper DeJean, I think of Josh Jackson 2.0. I don't want Cooper DeJean. I want Kool-Aid. But my mock draft didn't allow me to get Kool-Aid, so I didn't pick him. pick 88. I went back-to-back safeties. I don't know if that was a good move or not. I picked Jaden Hicks out of Washington State.
All right. That's not bad.
I remember watching a few games with him, and he was good. The next pick is Cam Kitchens from Miami, safety. Some of these guys, though, like if they come in at safety and they got the speed, but maybe not, they can always hopefully maybe get moved to like corner, you know, if they have the body type. Maybe. I don't know.
I think Kitchens is more strong safety type. We could put him strong safety alongside McKinney at free.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see a slogan, something with the Kitchen sink. Remember that. I'll be working on that.
Make another t-shirt out of that.
Next pick at 126, I drafted Braylon Allen. He was still around.
Hell yeah.
I'll take him.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin born, Wisconsin raised.
That'd be awesome to see him at Wisconsin. It was fun to see him play for Wisconsin, but also it'd be cool to see him play for the Packers.
Absolutely.
The next pick, 169, was Tanner Bordellini, linebacker for the Panthers.
Another one.
He was impressing in the combine.
Mm-hmm.
I heard nothing but good things about him in the combine. So
I watched the combine that day, and he had one of the fastest 40s of the O line. So he's got explosiveness. He's versatile.
I mean, why not? You know how people can get hurt, and you know how valuable it is when you have your lineman protecting your quarterback go down. You know, you got to hope. And he played good for the Badgers, so I think he could do good at the next level. Pick 202, Jordan Travis, quarterback out of Florida State. I would normally say don't pick quarterbacks, but he was good for Florida State. Before he got hurt, he had some wheels. He was fast.
Mm-hmm.
He had an arm, too.
He was a highlight reel at Florida State. I remember.
Yeah. Who would you rather have for a backup, him or Clifford?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I really like Clifford though.
Yeah.
Really? I honestly, yeah. Like people forget about this. Clifford beat out, what's his face? Like the guy that.
Benkert?
No, not Benkert. He beat out, in college, he beat out the guy Will Levis. He beat out Will Levis twice. He was the reason why Will Levis transferred to Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, because he beat him out twice for the starting job at Penn State. Yeah. So, Will Levis ended up being projected first, going early second.
I couldn't stand Clifford at Penn State. I didn't like the guy at all because I'm a Badger fan. I'm not gonna.
No, but he was good. Can't deny he was good.
And then before him, remember Trace McSorley?
God,
remember him? I think he was like number 9.
Yeah,
I can't stand him either.
I still have nightmares about that Big Ten championship game. God, him and Saquon Barkley just going off on us in the second half of that game.
Yeah,
I really thought like first half we had that in the bag, and then second half comes around and Barkley and McSorley are just going off, and I'm like,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to give up at halftime, that's for sure.
No, can't do that.
A couple plays can turn the game right around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick 219, Javion Cohen, interior offensive lineman for Miami.
Some more depth at O-line.
Yeah, get a big boy in there and take up some space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
245, linebacker J.D. Bertrand from Notre Dame.
Hmm. All right.
And last, Jalen Harrell, edge at Michigan.
Hope there's no relation to Justin.
I hope not. God, I hope not. Oh, man. That would be a red flag right there. I'd do a new draft.
Yeah.
From what he did to us, I could never do that, ever. So what are your – do you have any bold predictions for this year?
For the season, draft?
For, like, say, Love, then Jacobs, maybe Dylan's, some, like, touchdowns, rushing yards.
I normally don't do stat predictions, to be honest. That's never really – sometimes I like doing season projections.
Okay.
I was really thinking heavy about – our division, actually, because if you look at our division, this is going to be a very competitive year in the North. Very competitive, because you obviously got Detroit to establish themselves as an elite team, made it all the way to the NFC title game. Packers made it a 7th seed in a rebuild year. We made it to the playoffs, and we looked good in the playoffs.
Rebuild.
So. Yeah, rebuild. It was a rebuild year for us.
And that too, it depends on what – I mean, the Bears are going to – the Bears are going to shit the bed. The Vikings, I mean, if they get – who do they bring in for a quarterback? Darnold?
Sam Darnold, yeah.
I mean, whatever. If he does – I just hope he doesn't do good, but I see them drafting – what's the rumor? They're going to draft McCarthy? JJ McCarthy. Yeah,
they might have they're going to try to trade up more than likely because the Giants possibly are thinking. I know there's a possibility Giants could take him at 6.
Why would that would piss me off if I was a Giants fan and they drafted JJ McCarthy after giving Daniel Jones that huge extension?
I would
never be a Giants fan after that if I was a Giants fan.
I'd be mad too.
But it's just like having, you know, given. Say Aaron Rodgers a huge contract, and then like the next year you give him the Jordan Love. You're paying $130 million in 2 contracts, and for one position, only one person can play at any given time. But whatever. Well, I predicted they're going to go 12-5. That's my prediction.
I'm good with that. That sounds about right.
Yeah, 12-5, 11-6. You know, somewhere around that 12-win mark. Jordan Love, I think he's going to pass over 4,000 yards.
Again.
35-plus touchdowns and less than 12 interceptions.
I'll be even bolder. I'll say less than 10.
Okay. I'm gonna mark that down.
Less than 10. Mark it. I'll give it – let's go – I'll say 36 touchdowns.
36?
And – we'll do just under 10. I'll do 9 picks.
9 picks.
36 and 9. So it'll be like a 4-1 ratio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll say about 40. I'll say we can go for 40. I think he'll go for 4,200. Put add a couple rushing touchdowns in there. He's got that scramble. He's got the scramble ability.
He does. Well, they're always so afraid that he's going to hit the receivers that they're drop back in the coverage, and all of a sudden he's running down the field. So as, I'm glad we have a mobile quarterback. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Another
Aaron was too, but he a lot of times he just tried to do too much and lost 10, 12, 13 yards. And Jacobs, 1,500 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
A.J. Dillon, 8 touchdowns, 500 yards rushing. You figure he'll have, like, some between the 20 rushes, you know, from 20 to 20, and then probably have some goal line touchdowns.
He'll have a few of those for sure.
Yeah. Receiving touchdowns, I kind of have a split up between 1, 2, 4, 6, 8 receivers slash tight ends. I have Dubs getting 7. That's probably going to happen, but I'm just trying to be spread the ball out. Watson with 7, Reed with 5, Wicks with 6, Kraft with 8, Musgrave with 3, Melton with 4, and Malik Heath with 2. So that seems pretty doable. That's actually 7, 14, 19, 25, 30. That's yeah.
The question is though, are we gonna have a 1,000-yard receiver this year?
If we do, I think it's gonna be Christian Watson. I think with him seeing the specialist in Madison for his hamstring, I think he's gonna come back and just terrorize the league. I mean, if you think about like a breakaway speed, kind of like Jameson Williams. Watson showed that he has that. He can get that separation between him and the defender. So hopefully he can do that without getting injured. That'd be awesome.
Like him or even Dubs is a possibility. He's got great route running.
Yeah. What if we had back? What if we had 2,000-yard receivers?
I can see it with Dubs and Watson.
Yeah, I'm gonna put down Dubs and Watson for 1,000 yards receiving. Do you ever think of like during home games, the night before the game, going to the Paper Valley Hotel in Appleton and pulling the fire alarms?
No, but I am.
Several times of driving down from Green Bay, about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and is pulling the fire alarms. As long as the Packers bailed me out of jail, so I'm gonna have to get all the players from the hotel rooms, have them wait outside till the building was cleared. They wouldn't have good sleep. They would play like crap that day. I thought about it several times.
I live in Appleton. I could do it.
Okay. We're not going to do it, okay? We're just joking around.
No. Pictures of thoughts. It's
That would be funny, though.
Oh, yeah. Just hear about it the next morning.
Oh, why, it actually happens, and then they're going to be coming after us.
Yeah.
Defense. Jair, he's going to have 6 interceptions and 1 pick 6.
Good with that.
McKinney, 7 interceptions. Stokes, I am getting 3.
I think Stokes will have a good year.
Yeah, same here. Sacks. I think Gary's going to lead him with 14.
I give him 15.
15. Okay.
I'm going to give him 15.
Okay. And
I think he's going to explode.
Yeah, I hope he does. Preston Smith with 6. Slayton with 3. Wyatt with 4. Van Ness, 5. Clark with 7. And Quay Walker with 8. I think they got to send Quay after the quarterback. Like, a lot. He has that wiry body where he's quick. His side to side speed is really good. Like sideline to sideline.
Absolutely. Super athletic, super quick, super fast. Got a great nose for the ball. He can go around tacklers easy.
Yeah. Special teams, kick returns. I have one. I can see one. I don't think we had one last year. So one would be awesome.
I'd be good with that. Maybe two. Maybe we'll double down from last year. Get two.
But with the new rule, though, it might be more. Because that's supposed to benefit the returner.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to add more fun to the game.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with two.
I'll go with two. Yeah. Nixon is going to take full advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Punt return. I have Nixon getting 3. I don't know.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I think that's the area that we've been lacking for a while. I know we got all pro a couple years ago, but I think he got that contract and he's going to go out there and play it out. For me, that is all I have for my bold predictions. I'm going to just reiterate my, because I like to bag on the Bears. So, Justin Fields will be a starter by midway through the season for the Steelers. They're going to draft Caleb Williams. He's going to be terrible. And Justin Jefferson will end up with Joe Burrow at some point in his career.
Yeah. If not this year.
If they don't make him happy this year, if he's not out there catching balls and getting a chance to get that big contract because they can't draft a quarterback and keep a good quarterback with them, they deserve to lose him. You know, that's my thought.
Minnesota doesn't exactly have a good recent history of quarterbacks. And what was the last first round quarterback under them drafting was what, Christian Ponder? That didn't go well.
Do you remember the playoff game where the Vikings and the Vikings and the Saints? Remember when Favre got hurt and then Christian Ponder came in?
Oh yeah.
And threw that pick to Porter? The receiver or the cornerback for the Saints? What was his name? Porter?
I think it was you're thinking Porter. Yeah. I think, Tracy Porter.
Tracy Porter. And the next day or whatever, that later on that night, like the audio from Paul Allen, the Vikings play-by-play guy, was like, they just made, I mean, they just blew him up for it. Like, do you even ponder? This is crazy. Anyway, that's just, when you said Christian Ponder, that popped into my head right away. That was also a Bounty Gate game, wasn't it? Where they're knocking the hell out of Brett Favre. Because they got, following that year, they all got, like, Sean Payton got disciplined for Bounty Gate. So,
Greg Williams.
Yeah.
I remember that. Crazy.
I know. We forgot to talk about the transfer portal and NIL.
I think
there should be a cap on how much you can pay a player. I think when a player either transfers or gets that first offer and he accepts the scholarship, I think they should have to sign a contract to X amount. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could be gone, you know.
Yeah.
There's got to be a number of how many moves you make because, Grant, don't get me wrong, I think players should be getting paid in college because the money the NCAA makes off sports is just crazy.
Yeah.
You know? But
money's got to go somewhere. Like, I get that.
Yeah, and I just think that, I mean, I agree that the players should get paid, and I also agree that there should be, like, a contract that they sign if they do. So, like, AJ Store for the Badgers, he went to Kansas. Well, how much did they offer him? There should be – I heard he was asking for $1 million.
Mm.
That's crazy. If you pay him $1 million, you can't pay anybody else. But then again – how many of these schools had their own NIL when NIL wasn't around?
Yeah.
You know, it's a big can of worms. If you ask me, you know,
yeah.
The NCAA tried to rule with the iron fist for so long, denying people money. I'm glad to see the athlete get paid, but I think there's some kinks they gotta work out.
I think they should have worked at it a little bit more before they allowed it, because it's gotten way oversaturated now with both the NIL and the transfer portal. It's crazy. It's way too much. I don't like this year by year thing, like what AJ Store is doing, where it's like, okay, you transfer one year and then you transfer again the next. Like, yeah. I don't think like that should be allowed, because it's like,
people are coming after and calling for Greg Gard's job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame him. If I'm 17 to 22 years old and I go to a school and I'm, say, somebody offers me $500,000, the next school offers me $750,000, what do you think I'm going to do? It ain't the coaching, it's the money, it's the purse. It's mm-hmm. you know, a lot of these players. Mm-hmm. That they realize that maybe college is their only chance to make this money.
Yeah.
You know, what if they get hurt? You know, and I don't know. It's you got to think, like, you're back in your just out of high school days. What you do with that kind of money? You know.
Yeah. I had another big thought on this today too. Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
I don't like in the first place that he got his Heisman revoked because of the fact that he was earning cash from it in college. He earned that from his play. He was a phenomenal player at USC. I get why the NCAA did it. Again, like you said, they're ruling with an iron fist, all that. I get it. But I don't think it was right. And now that we have the NIL, we're paying college players, why don't we at least reinstate the Heisman to Reggie Bush?
Yeah. It's kind of like, you should, now that there's gambling,
mm-hmm.
a lot of sports, why not put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
You know?
Dude was phenomenal player, but that's all we know him for is for the betting.
Yeah. Well, us, but people that were around back watching him play knew him for his playing. Yeah. You know, we don't know what he was. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. Reggie Bush, that's funny you bring that up, because I can't stand the guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand him when he played for USC. I couldn't stand him or Matt Leinart. I'm glad Vince Young beat him in the national championship game.
I think a lot of people were happy that day.
Yeah, but I remember they're putting his parents up, like, in his luxury house and townhouse in California, and a lot of these schools are getting mad because people are doing what they're doing. I think that's what drove Nick Saban out of coaching at Alabama too, is he's just, you know, the authenticity of people connecting with the coaching staff and this and that isn't there anymore. Money's ruler of all evil, you know. has been for a long time. And I think it's, I mean, it's good in a way, but it's bad in a way, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out, but I think they should have done more thinking behind it on
before they kind of just threw it out there.
Yeah. I remember back when playing video games, like college basketball, remember, you might be too young for this, but the O'Bannon brothers at UCLA, there was Ed O'Bannon, and I think it was Charles O'Bannon. And the NCAA had them, like, on, I think, on the cover of a video game. And I'm pretty sure they sued them for using their images and stuff. So I think that kind of was maybe, like, the beginning of, but I don't know.
That the NCAA football game too. That was a big part of that.
Yeah, it's crazy the NCAA has done with.
Yeah.
Well, like Brandon Jennings, he got out of high school, and he wanted to get paid. He went over and played a year overseas, and the Bucks drafted him. You know, so I mean, that's another way to get around college. You know, a lot of these kids don't go for the academics. They go for the chance to play in the NBA. But I don't know. But do you have anything else you want to discuss?
I kind of want to make another note about that. I think I don't like either with the NIL. I don't like that it takes away from the kids that want to be in school, like want to actually get the education. Kind of ruining it for those people now, because now you're making it more about the money than the education.
Yeah, for sure. And you think about it, a lot of these teams, a lot of players get put up in decent town homes or in houses, and they have all the meals and training staff around the clock, and there's a lot of different avenues you could take with college athletes, and ones that get scholarships and ones that don't get scholarships. And, you know, you get a guy who's, you know, maybe, like, I don't know, gets his spot taken by somebody because the team bought somebody in the transfer portal. And I mean, Wisconsin, Wisconsin got crushed this year in the transfer portal. They had, Isaac Lindsay, they had Chucky Hepburn the other day. They had AJ Storr.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a good class coming in, and that John Blackwell was a good freshman for them last year. So they have some guys coming in that they should be a decent team. But I don't blame the coach at all for the team. I mean, money's steering these kids sometimes the wrong way, and that's life, you know. Cheesehead Nerd, thank you for joining me tonight. We will be together again for the draft next week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday. But keep making those. If you're following the Open Network on TikTok, he's the one making them. Obviously, you can tell by his face, it's him. But yeah, he's doing a hell of a job, and keep doing that. Where can they find you at on social media?
And you can find me at Cheesehead_Nerd on X. You can find me on, obviously, on TikTok. I make videos for @OhanoPackers on TikTok. I try to make at least one or two videos a day. Keep consistent. I make funny videos. I do mock drafts. I talk about Packer news, anything Packer related. I do whatever I can. It's good stuff.
One of these days we're going to collaborate and make TikTok videos.
Absolutely.
I'm only 25 minutes away from you. So we'll have to meet up one of these days. And we'll get it figured out, but you can follow me at cheesetalk_pod, cheese with a Z, not an S. And on YouTube at cheese talk podcast. If that's it, I'm gonna end this here. And again, thank you, and
thank you.
Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, YouTube. Thank you for having me.
Yep, later, man.
Okay. Yep.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.